A recent study says that planting a trillion trees across the globe could help reduce enough carbon to offset climate change. WXXI's Veronica Volk tells us whether that's feasible locally.
Mark Quinn is a horticulturist with the Monroe County Parks Department. He says they plant thousands of trees every year, but that doesn't even touch what they're losing.
If you look at the white fuzzy bug on the bottom of your hemlock tree, that's the hemlock woolly adelgid. It's pretty easy to recognize. And
across this hemlock branch is a smattering of white fluffy bumps. Within these bumps are bugs essentially sucking the life out of the tree. An untreated hemlock tree has about a few years to live after being introduced to the hemlock woolly adelgid. And there's more. Quinn points to a line of tall, bare trees with no leaves.
Those are ash that are being killed by the emerald ash borer. Those trees are pretty much unsavable, and we probably wouldn't treat them back in the woods like that anyway.
Quinn estimates they make up about a quarter of forests in Monroe County. Losing ash trees is inevitable and devastating to local parks. Scientists from Cornell say there could be a relationship between warmer winters caused by climate change and these invasive species, but they do admit it's hard to draw a direct line of cause and effect. But drought and climate change are threatening forests across the country, from the iconic Joshua tree in California to the 2,000-year-old cypress trees in North Carolina. Quinn says even though it appears they're losing more trees than they can plant here in Monroe County, tree planting efforts are not futile. He says the Parks Department is planting new, different tree species that are resistant to the invasives and expected to flourish in the area, like white oaks, sycamores, and red maples. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.